Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Na, 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 na. It's Chuck and Chernoff. Na, 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 na. It's Chuck and Chernoff. It's 3 o'clock on the dot. You know what that means. It's time for Matt, Lana, and the King. Na, 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 na. It's Chuck and Chernoff. Na, 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 na. It's Chuck and Chernoff on the Fan. Driving home, Atlanta is a traffic jam. But we've got Chuck and Chernoff on the Fan. Na, 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 na. It's Chuck and Chernoff. Na, 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 na. It's Chuck and Chernoff on the Fan.
Show to do, huh? I blame management for distracting us. Chuck and Chernoff on the Fan as we crank it up in the 3 o'clock hour. I'll tell the audience what I was talking to management about here in a moment. Our 3 o'clock hour brought to you by This Stuff Matters. Like and subscribe to This Stuff Matters, the podcast posted at 680 the Fan's website, right under the podcast header at thisstuffmatters.net. Let's start the 3 o'clock hour by saying hello to Charles.
Hey, Matt.
Hey, Chuck.
What are we talking about today?
Now we're going to do the sports conversation.
No!
That's what we bring people here for, the sports conversation.
No!
Yeah!
No!
What else should we do?
Ha-ha! No!
Okay, something else then. So what I was talking to management about.
No!
Last night, I want to thank the Falcons. They were kind enough to invite a few of us down to Mercedes-Benz Stadium, put us up in a suite, had a little meet and greet.
Are you allowed to talk about this? Because Domino would not talk about it on their show.
I won't talk about anything that was said.
Okay.
But we had a chance to get in front of Terry Fontenot and Arthur Smith, which is very cool. I got in front of Terry Fontenot. That was all I could get in front of. I won't name any names, but there were a few media members.
Please explain the benefits.
Stop.
You know.
I don't have anything to do with
it. First of all, that man was there, and I couldn't even go up to him because of the stuff we do. Like, because this stuff. He was right in front of me. I was like, I can't even bother.
No, you can still be friendly.
I mean, because Hoyt's made me, like, uncomfortable.
Okay. Well, I get
but it
that.
Wasn't him.
Yeah. Oh. Thank you.
A few other media members put Arthur Smith in a verbal headlock. Couldn't get into him.
Oh, now, where was this again?
Over at Mercedes-Benz during Atlanta United ended up tying New England Revolution last night.
So, Scary Terry and Coach Arthur are there for you specifically to meet.
All
you
of
did
us.
Not.
Just a chat, just to catch
sure.
up.
Sure, yeah. And it did not happen.
Terry, we had a great talk with Terry. Loved
Why
it.
Didn't you talk to Coach Arthur? If
he was
there?
In a verbal headlock with about three or four media members that would not stop.
Zach Klein.
No, I'm not saying any names.
Huh?
I'm not going to name any names.
All right.
They well, would.
Bill Hartman.
Bill Hartman. It was a great time. Thank you to the Falcons.
I thought K-Rod retired.
Thanks to David Bassidy and the great crew.
It was.
It's a shame that we just couldn't get... Terry was awesome. Had a great
TV
conversation.
TV, radio, digital.
I'm not giving you names. I'm not doing it. I do want you to picture, if you would, today. Let's picture Atlanta was getting ready tonight to have the Hawks in the NBA Finals. And then if I told you in 48 hours, our version of a hockey team is in the NHL Finals, would you not... Like, I don't even know if I can handle that. Like, picture how hyped this city would be.
You couldn't handle game four in Georgia, Florida on the same day.
Right. We went to Sports and Social to watch Dogs, Gators, and then we went to Braves, Astros, World Series. It was overload for me. It was too much, right? It was too much in the way of, like, stimulation. I can't picture. All right, Chuck, tonight we're watching game one of the NBA Finals with the Hawks in it. 48 hours, we're going to watch... Thrashers, whatever hockey team was here, and then Sunday we'll go back to game two of the NBA. I don't know if I could deal with it. It would be too much
for
me.
Yeah, you'd want to, though.
No, I'd want to.
Yeah,
I'd give anything. Adjust. I'd give anything.
You'd deal with it.
It would be overstimulation, to say the least. Anyway, Braves have the night off tonight. They got a dub yesterday in Oakland, 4-2, to avoid the dreaded sweep at the hand of the A's.
The A's.
That's right, Ben. Jerry Schuster picked up the dub, went 5 1/3, 3 hits, 2 earned, did walk 4, but he struck out 1, and then good job by the pen. Chavez, Minter, Anderson, Iglesias, 3 2/3, perfect. The ninth inning was what I love. After Rysell had that hiccup on, where are we right now? We're Thursday on Tuesday night. He got a 3-out, 5-pitch save. yesterday to have a drama-free night.
It's called a hammer.
It was good.
Back into the bullpen, and you need to have one.
You did. And again, the Braves' bats were kind of sleepy all throughout the series and for the first four innings yesterday. They finally woke up in the fifth, put together a little rally, the Rosario single. Ozzie golfed the ball out.
He did, man. That's not a pitch you swing at, no. Much less deposit in the stands. Like, it wasn't a good pitch to hit.
No, Ozzie will do that every now and again, right?
By the way, Okuna almost had an even better day.
Yeah. Riley gets hit by a pitch that forces in a run. But again, it wasn't going to be easy for whatever reason. Instead of a 3-0 cushion, the A's get two right back. Braves did add on with an Okuna single, but they left runners at second and third with nobody out. With Olsen and Riley, and they just couldn't score. But let's talk about Ronald Okuna. He had a 2-for-5 day, the double, the single, the RBI, the stolen base, the walk.
And had one taken away.
With that stolen base yesterday, Okuna becomes the fourth player in Major League Baseball history to have 130 or more home runs and more than 130 stolen bases before turning 26 years old.
Wait, hang on.
It's a lot there. You want that again?
Yeah, I need to process.
This is Kevin Keenly had this on Twitter.
Huh?
Before the age of 26, Ronald now joins a group of just three others who have hit more than 130 homers and stolen more than 130 bases. And he guesses who the other three are. Baseball's not your thing.
Mel Ott's on some of those. Junior?
No.
A-Rod.
A-Rod's on the list. Way to go. Welcome to the club.
Hank Aaron.
Just hop out. The three others that joined, or that Acuna joined, A-Rod, Daryl Strawberry, and Mike Trout. How about that?
That makes me feel bad for Strawberry.
That the talent was as shortlist as it ever came? Yes, no doubt about it.
Sorry, go ahead.
Cocaine got in the way in the 80s in New York, and yes.
Good cocaine, though.
What, is there bad?
He was in New York and L.A. That was...
Yeah. You mentioned some of the other bats. Orlando Arcia had a good day yesterday, 3-for-3, couple of runs in the Ozzie homer. But the Braves didn't hit at all in the series. Scored just 7 runs in all 3 games. Most notably, Michael Harris, who actually hit some balls on the nose, which is good to see, but he went 1-for-9 with 4 Ks. Marcel went 0-for-9 with 3 strikeouts. I hope we're not going back to real life, because Marcel is now 1-for-his-last-17 with 5 strikeouts in his last 5 games.
Well, whatever was going on in Oakland, this is not the same opponent. And 2 out of 3, and it's a weird 162, and the Sunday night, and I get all that. So Oakland was a weird thing. Arizona's a really good baseball team.
That's who the Braves will play starting tomorrow night. Now, I'll take you back to a time when the Braves were 25-11, and I said on this show, and I said it on my podcast, the fact that they built up the 7-game cushion, I said, you guys are going to appreciate it when they lose 7 of 10. It's going to happen somewhere. Or when they go 7-13, it's going to happen. It's baseball. It's 162. It's going to happen. And it's happened. And it's not a big deal. And they're still the most talented, even with the injuries, team in the division. I still think they're the best team in the National League. They're going to do this. Everybody does. But for some of you, and I love to make fun of Mets fans and Philly fans, for some of you that react the way you do, you're just as bad as them. Like the stuff I read on social media about the panic and that they're not good and this isn't bad and do that. Folks, it's 162, man. They're going to have another series where they get swept by a middle of the road or bad team. They're going to play another 20 games later on in the year where they go 7-13. It happens to everybody. It's going to happen again.
We came in, Matt, on one Monday, and it had been it was the Astros series. And I was like, they didn't win and they didn't play well. And that bothers me a little bit. It was the ninth inning and all that. I was like, it does not change one thing about my big picture view of this team and this roster. What just happened in Oakland, it wasn't good baseball, but here's the thing. Other than like Riley had to play at third where there's a little bit of juggle. It's not like they were kicking the ball around or just, I think they looked a little tired and dragging a little bit more than anything. And they had some pitching that, it was unusual. When a guy makes his first major league appearance in almost 2 years, that's whatever happened. It was bad baseball, but it was 3 games and it's done.
But it also doesn't change what you know about the team. About their talent and what you hope they are in September and October.
Got that, Hoyt? Some more nose.
So Braves in Arizona starting tomorrow night for the 1st of 3. All right, let's get to the basketball. NBA Finals game 1 tonight on this very frequency. You will get NBA Finals action with the Heat and the Nuggets on the Fan at 8:30 tonight. Denver is an 8.5-point pick. Now, I've picked against the Heat in every series, with the exception of the Knicks, because I didn't think the Knicks were very good. But this is another one where I think Denver's supposed to win in 5, and maybe there's some mystic magic of Spo and Jimmy Butler will change that. But you have a rested Denver team against a Miami team who was just pushed to the 7 games. It should mean a Denver series victory, so I'll make that my official pick. The other thing about this series, if you're one of these sports fans who likes different looking teams, something different, the NBA Finals has largely been dominated by some version of Steph, LeBron, Celtics, Lakers, Michael, Spurs. That's kind of, I just described the last 30 plus years of NBA Finals. One of those players or teams has been in the finals. This is the first time that we've had somebody other than one of those, either a LeBron, a Steph, a Lakers, a Celtics, since Suns Bucks in 2021, and the time before that was Miami against Dallas in 06. Think about that. Everything else had a Steph, a LeBron, a Celtic, a Laker, before that Spurs and Bulls. It's nuts the way the NBA
has
been.
It's a club, and we're not in it.
No, we've never even sniffed it.
But neither's Denver.
No, Dan, they would be the Western Conference equivalent of us.
You got to go back to like the ABA that hadn't been around since 1976 for Denver to have this sort of, you know, big stage.
And they're the favorite, and I think they have the best team, and I think they have the best player in the series, who might be the best player on the planet, who every one of us look at and be like, how's that guy the best player on the planet? And all Jokic does every day is go put up a triple-double. So the other thing tonight, and this is kind of interesting, we talk about play-by-play guys in sports. And I bet we all could put together our list of your favorite three or four or five in all sports. Well, Mike Breen never gets mentioned. He's calling his 18th NBA Finals tonight on ABC. That's the most of any play-by-play man in league history. I think Breen's phenomenal, but I think he's still highly underrated. And I don't know why. Maybe he's just too kind of straight down the middle, doesn't have a catchphrase. He does bang, but we've heard of, you know, our own Steve Holman does that. Breen's awesome, and he never gets mentioned in any of those lists. And I don't understand. Him and Mark Jackson and Van Gundy are great together. Breen, I think, is the reason.
I think it's more difficult to get noticed now because other than, like, Sunday Night Football, they're used to everything a national, like, big network, national broadcast of a professional game. It used to be a big deal because there weren't that many of them. I watch NBA every single night now. In fact, if you wanted to, you could watch every single minute live of every NBA playoff. You could have had it on the screen there. And so there's so many stages. It's like the cable network ratings and versus it's so fractured now. It's hard to stand out. Harder.
Might be the case. We need to look out for Trae Young's dropping his first podcast today. I think it's From the Point, the new Trae Young pod. We need to grab some audio from that and see. I don't know what the angle is. I don't know if he talks about a shoe or a Quinn or a Hawks or anything, but we'll see what Trae has in store. It's supposed to drop at some point here today.
Can I ask you one thing about the finals? Do you know anything about Michael Malone?
The head coach? No. You know what I know about Michael Malone?
I'm going to tell you why I'm asking.
Well, here I will tell you. He played the disrespect card all throughout the playoffs. He kept pointing out, like, everybody else has made the Lakers the storyline, and before that they made this team the storyline, and he's like, all we're doing is coming in. Nobody talks about us, and he played the disrespect card very well.
I think there are guys that make differences at the NBA level. I think ultimately it's a lot about getting a multi-millionaire to respect you and bleed and sweat a little bit. Did I just see one NBA team fire a guy, and 10 minutes later Detroit gave him $13 million a year?
Yeah, the Monty Williams deal.
So I don't know what the NBA coach is doing in a lot of cities. This guy seems to be different.
So I think in the playoffs, though, your coach makes a huge difference. I think the fact that you better be able to, from game to game, and really even quarter to quarters you have to adjust.
Inbounds plays are huge. And that sounds easy, but I saw the Hawks not do that very well.
I also think it's the defense you play. It's the coverage. It's the actions you run offensively. It's the teams that are really well coached. You can see they have two or three or four actions. They run the others. Run one thing and they get frustrated and go to hero ball. And I think you saw that with the Celtics. That's why I don't think Joe Mazzulla did a good job. They played hero ball after the first action didn't work. There are certain guys that I do think make a grand difference in the playoffs. I don't know Malone enough to know what he does. We'll see in this series.
Monty Williams got fired 2 days later. He got $80 million.
I think Detroit just hit the jackpot because I think Monty's a difference maker and Phoenix got overreactionary with a new owner. Have we got an update on our GoFundMe numbers? Because if you weren't with us a couple of days ago, we are trying to put a couple of GoFundMes together because we care about the little people. One of the GoFundMes is to bring Jaylen Brown home. So we need to raise $6,000 to get a private jet up to Boston to fly him home because he, you know, can't afford it. And we need to, do we have an update on that GoFundMe? How are we doing in getting Jaylen home? We have a tote board of some sort.
Oh, God, we have a tote board number.
Mm-hmm. Can we get that number? Anyone?
I am pulling it up as we speak.
To present. Yet.
If only I would have put it on the show sheet.
Let's look at it.
It is currently at $11 for Jaylen.
Yes.
and is for Tom Glavin.
So the other one, we're trying to get to do the show at Tom Glavin's house. Management already shut us down. The second Glav's like, yes, you can guys come do the show in Florida at my house. We said, management, let's put it together. And they were like, nope, it costs money. We don't like you guys. So now we have to go to you guys, the GoFundMe fans.
That was kind of close to what was.
That was Matt stalling for your dumb computer to pull up.
What do we have in the Tom Glavin GoFundMe?
$5.
All right, very good. Excellent. We are well on our way. Two big GoFundMes happening at this very radio station.
We could be having a really, really fun trip down there. Nobody cares.
Well, no, management. Management doesn't care.
No. Nope.
And in other really important news, did you see the Falcons made it official? They will not be wearing their gradient uniforms in 2023.
Good. Don't like them at all.
They're going to go throwbacks for three games. Red helmets.
Red jerseys?
Black jersey.
Okay. All right. So, like, throwback to, like, mid-70s and earlier, or, like, the 90s Glanville?
See, I think, well, but the 90s
with
Glanville.
With the red helmet at 75.
Right, because the Glanville was black helmet, black
jersey. You're right.
I want the Falcons to go back to the red, with the red helmet, red jersey, gray britches, like the
great,
last.
Great numbers, yeah.
The last of the Dion years. Bartkowski, William Andrews. And because this team, frankly, I mean, they've got the worst profile in the league over the last 5 or 6 years. You can even go back to when they were good, right? The embarrassment of what happened in Houston in the Super Bowl. Then they lose in the playoffs the next year. Then they just fell off the table. Just go all the way and just give us new unis. Throwback unis. Go 80s, red. We'll be happy.
If it's red helmets, black jerseys, it's early 70s. It's if it's with the black on black, it's Jerry Glanville.
It's time to wing it. Presented by WNB Factory. Serving up Atlanta's best wings and burgers with over 60 locations. Find yours at WNBFactory.com.
All right, we'll take your winging it idea answers at the Harrah's Cherokee Casino's Twitter feed. For some of us, succession just came to an end, which leaves an empty pit in our stomach and a hole in our heart. So we do need a new show. So this is one of the times we will turn to the audience. Something fairly new that you would say you have to watch, a recommendation of something. It can be a series, it can be a doc, it can be anything that you just think is good content.
We just started one. I think it's going to be good. Schwarzenegger, FUBAR.
I've heard that's really good.
I thought it could be, there's sort of a resurgence for a lot of older actors on streaming services, and it can be mixed. This one, really well done.
Yeah, it's pretty much like True Lies, but as a series.
Absolutely. It's good stuff.
It's getting a lot of good reviews. I'll give you one. I just watched the first part of American Gladiators, the documentary, the 30 for 30 on ESPN. Really good.
Ted Danson was in it?
No, Ted Danson wasn't in it.
Oh.
No, this really follows the creator, the story of the gladiators, everything you could imagine in the late 80s, from steroids to sex between castmates, to them getting too big for their britches, to them losing their families and losing perspective. And it's really, I only saw part one. It's really good.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really well done. Brandon Joseph, you got a show or recommendation?
Yeah, so it's a series of shows. Tom Hanks produced something called the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s, and now 2010s is out. It's on CNN if you have it on demand.
I was going to say, that's been out for a good while.
Yeah,
though,
so they just released 2010 now. But if you have time, go back and start with the 60s.
The others are great.
It's great retrospective.
Yeah, they really are. They do a good job with those by decade. Dan Matthews?
So I've started watching White House Plumbers on Max, and it actually is kind of funny.
So Woody Harrelson?
And Justin Theroux.
Watergate. Okay.
Yeah, Theroux is Gordon Liddy, and Harrelson is Howard Hunt.
Now, how long is it?
It's like still going. I think it's like 5-6 parts.
Okay, very good. I like it. Brian Hoyt.
I don't know. I'm lost. I don't have a succession. I don't know what to watch.
There's got
to
be something.
Dude, I'm watching World War II in color. Like, that's how desperate my life is.
What are you, my grandfather?
Yes. Yes.
There's got
to
be.
No, I got to the end of Netflix.
You ran out. You got to the X. He's at the X in Netflix. He's out of stuff. All right, so this will be a big help for you and me and a lot of people who are have a hole in our heart after succession is done. You'll send your answers to the Harrah's Cherokee Casino's Twitter feed. Coming up in 15 minutes, your chance to be smart. And I'll read as written, if you win-win, you can have Chuck's din-din.
No!
Yeah.
You can't win!
Chance to win Chuck's dinner coming up. Before that, though, coming up next, this little exercise will test the memory of championship-level Braves fans.
Memory.
Mm-hmm. Getting weepy. We'll do it next.
Spring is here and baseball is back. You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
I was kind of half listening. Dan said something about Vegas. I was like, oh, George is playing in Vegas. Good reason to watch the White Walkers.
I mean, yeah, basketball's going to be on.
That's awesome. We should be there. We know we're a college basketball hotbed. It's Chuck and Chernoff on the Fan. Any reason to go to Vegas, just whatever it is.
We were trying to go to Vegas for the draft again, even though the draft didn't go to Vegas.
We tried to tell management while the Braves are in Oakland, we should be in Vegas. Just get them prepped for what they're going to move to eventually. Chuck and Chernoff on the FAN. We're on the Fan until 6 tonight. Braves have the night off, so you'll get the 6-4-3 show with Dylan Short, the up-and-comer, the rising star, the next generation of 680 The Fan talent. Then you'll get NBA Finals, Game 1, Nuggets Heat right here on the Fan and the Fan mobile app. The 3 o'clock hour of the show is brought to you by This Stuff Matters. Like and subscribe to This Stuff Matters, the podcast, posted at 680 The Fan's website, right under the podcast header or at thisstuffmatters.net. If you want your shot to win Chuck's dinner, only folks with, like, big brains, IQs over 100, like, big numbers.
Over 100?
Yeah, over 100.
Okay.
I mean, I can't be ridiculous, right? I don't need you to be a Mensa Club member, but triple digits.
Name this metal food scooper. Spoon!
You win! It's just that easy. So you can fill up the lines at 404-231-1680. Your chance to win Chuck's dinner.
You can't win!
It's 5 minutes away. But first, I want to talk about what just happened to the Braves and the reaction. And I know it's social media and I shouldn't care. I should not dig this much into social media, but the panic and the fear and the frustration and the anger from Braves fans was a little bit jarring to me because I thought, again, we won a championship 2 years ago. You saw 101 wins a year ago. And the things that you've seen should remind you of the ups and downs of a long season of Braves didn't play well till June a year ago, went on a tear, won 101 games. Braves didn't get over 500 till August 2 years ago, got hot at the right time and won a championship. So what happened in the last 3 games sucks, frustrating, but I'm telling you folks, you will not remember it. And I guarantee what I'm saying, you will not remember this at the end of the year, next year, or if I bring up another point to relate to what happened to the Braves in Oakland. Now, here's where we are entering June. The Braves have a 4-game lead. They had a 3-game lead entering May. They went 15-14 in the month, even with that train wreck that just happened in Oakland. But here's my point about not remembering. Did you realize, Charles, the 2021 Braves, who did what?
They won a World Series.
Won a championship. They lost 2 games in a row to Arizona in April, including a 7-inning no-hitter to Matt Bum. Any recollection of that one?
Oh, I remember the Matt Bum thing, yeah.
Did you know they lost 2 in a row?
I don't remember that. I remember the Matt Bum no-hitter.
Arizona won 52 games that season. In Miami, the Braves lost 2 to the Marlins that season. Miami won 67 games.
Losers!
Braves lost 2 in a row in Washington in June. Remember it? No, you don't. Washington won 65 games. Braves lost again to Miami 2 times in a row in July. You have any memory of it? No.
Fire Snicker. Hire Mattingly.
Braves lost 2 in a row to Pittsburgh in July. The Pirates won 61 games. Do you remember it? How about the fact that in September, in the midst of a pennant race, the Braves lost 2 in a row twice to Colorado? In the same month as September, here in Atlanta, they lost 2 in a row, and then twice in Colorado, the Rockies won 74 games. You guys remember it? Because I don't.
I don't. I'm trying to remember. Was that the weirdness where, like, the final 10 games were all on the West Coast? I don't remember who won or lost, but so there was some schedule weirdness where, like, the Braves finished in Colorado.
San Diego. Yeah. Right. In the moment, it's awful. It's not a big deal. In fact, I'm going to say it, folks. It doesn't matter at all. It does not matter. You're going to do the thing where you go, well, man, in September, if those 2 games cost us, if that happens, there are a million other things you can stack up of why it costs you, not these 2 games in May. I'll bring up one more point here. Who won the World Series a year ago?
Oh, gosh. Houston.
Right. Do you know what Houston did against Oakland last year? They got swept in a 3-game series. Do you think anybody remembers?
No.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. The past is in the past. It really doesn't. It sucked in the moment.
We were talking about this. There was a 4-game series where I think Kansas City may have swept a 4-game series from the Royals. And I was like, eh.
Wait, Kansas City from who?
From Houston.
Yeah, I believe it.
I was like, crappy Kansas City, World Series Houston. I was like, eh, it sucks. But it does suck. And it was bad baseball. And yes. I was surprised. Next.
Doesn't change. Baseball is the one sport where it can happen. if you're the better team in football, generally, if you just have more talent, Kansas City's going to beat Houston. That's how it's going to go. And even once in a while, you'll get an upset there. Or in the NBA, whoever the best team is, this 65-win team, largely they'll beat the 18-win team. Baseball, the weirdness of what you just saw, sloppy defense, young pitching, bats kind of go quiet. It doesn't matter. It's bleeping May.
There's no example I remember of like a Patriots, Brady, Super Bowl team, but they lost both games to the Jets in the regular season.
Okay.
That doesn't, football is a different thing, man.
It you won't remember it. I just told you the Astros got swept by the A's. Unless I saw it brought up, I wouldn't have known. The Braves lost those two games in a row and all those crappy teams in 21. Unless I looked it up like I did, because I do show prep, it wouldn't have stirred any. It doesn't matter. It won't mean a thing. Later on, if you know what the team is, and we all do, or you should, yeah, they're flawed. Everybody's flawed. They'll fix some of the flaws. May, take a breath.
This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch. With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination. And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
It's suicide! You've seen him, you know how strong he is. You can't win!
It's time to win Chuck's Dinner! Served up by Arnett's Chop Shop, a fresh modern expression of the classic American steakhouse.
Everything that man said is true. It's a fantastic place to go. Just you and your bros. Gonna have a guy's night out, or maybe date night, or maybe you gotta thank somebody for something nice they did for you. It is a tremendous place. Sit in the bar, upstairs, downstairs. Just a great joint, Arnett's.
Tell Michael Arnett we said hi. Close personal friend. Good people. Well, I consider him one, yeah.
Oh, I'm just a friend of mine. I didn't know I hung out with you.
Wonderful word-of-mouth restaurants, right? So this game is pretty simple, or at least in theory it is. You're going to get 7 questions. All you have to do is supply 7 answers. If you don't know the answer to your question, skip it. Come back to it. It's a timed event. You have to outpoint Chuck to win. We're giving away $300 gift cards to Arnett's Chop Shop. Or maybe it's 100. Who keeps track of such things?
You know what? Don't win, and we don't have to worry about it.
I've got categories to share with the class. Categories today are crappy 90s movies, hometown Braves, and NBA Finals. All right? Those are your 3 categories. Chuck is going to hop out to the isolation chamber while I welcome in Joshua, who joins us on the fan for a chance to win Chuck's dinner. Hello, Joshua.
Hey, how you doing, Matt?
Doing wonderful, sir. I asked for IQs over 100. What is yours?
Oh, most smart people don't take their IQ, but I was a good student, graduated college, so
GPA?
We're going to give it our best shot.
You remember the GPA?
3.5.
Ooh, look at you. All right. You make a good salary these days. You put it to good use?
I do, yeah. We're 6-figure, and I'm a partner in a firm.
So I tell this all the time to the listeners. Nobody's radio station has more affluent, rich listeners than the fan. Sales. This is why people spend money here. Affluent. Business owner. All right, Josh, I'm sorry. I was tooting your horn. Your choices for your category here are either crappy 90s movies, hometown Braves, or NBA Finals.
Oh, no, and Chuck, let's go with crappy 90s movies.
I like the way you're thinking. Crappy's 90s movies it is. Is this Brandon Joseph, your host with the most? Very good. Let's put 60 seconds on Josh's game clock. We'll see if he can keep win Chuck's dinner from Arnett's Chop Shop.
Dennis Hopper, Keanu Reeves, and Sandra Bullock starred in this movie about a bomb on a bus.
Speed.
Correct. Street Fighter starred Raul Julia as M. Bison and Colonel Guile, played by this actor known as the Muscles from Brussels.
Van Damme.
Correct. In 1997, Jennifer Lopez and Ice Cube starred in this movie as documentary filmmakers chasing down a giant snake.
Anaconda.
Correct. This Jason Sudeikis-led Apple TV show aired the series finale this week.
Ted Lasso.
Correct. Number one this week in 1999, Livin' La Vida Loca by this Mexican artist.
Ricky.
I'll take it. Dying this week in 2014, this poet known for works like I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings.
Pass.
Marie Antoinette was the last queen of this European country.
France.
Correct. Dying this week in 2014.
All right, Joshua, hold on 1 second. Let's see if that holds up. We get Chuck back in from the isolation chamber. Charles, how are you? You good?
Mash all right, I'm plugged in.
There you go.
Thank you.
So Joshua, smart guy, doesn't know the IQ offhand, but he says it's up there. Graduated 3.5 GPA.
Whoa, from?
Did he say where he went to school? I should have. That's a bad job on my part. Anywho, he's taken it and turned into a, he's a business owner. He owns his own firm, makes well into the six figures.
Joshua.
It's our listeners, man. All of them. Every one of our listeners, six figures.
Own it down.
Affluent, loaded. Sponsors, you hearing this? Spend money here. Your category, Chuck, is crappy 90s movies.
All right.
Take a deep breath. First lady's lucky. She is lucky. I mean, let's put 60 seconds on Chuck's game clock.
Those aren't passionate sounds.
We'll see if Chuck can keep his dinner from Arnett's Chop Shop.
Dennis Hopper, Keanu Reeves, and Sandra Bullock starred in this movie.
Speed.
Street Fighter starred Raul Julia as M. Bison and Colonel Guile, played by this actor known as the Muscles from Brussels.
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Correct. In 1997, Jennifer Lopez and Ice Cube starred in this movie as a documentary filmmakers chasing down a giant snake.
Oh, Anaconda.
Correct.
Bad.
This Jason Sudeikis-led Apple TV show aired the series finale this week.
Ted Lasso?
Correct. Number one this week in 99, Livin' La Vida Loca by this Mexican artist.
Ricky Martin.
Correct. Dying this week in 2014, this poet known for works like I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings.
Maya Angelou.
Correct. Marie Antoinette was the last queen of this European country.
In France.
Correct.
I think you just ran the table.
Who was that business owner?
That was Joshua.
How did Joshua, the business owner, do?
Joshua did good.
Well, Joshua can afford to buy his own steak then.
I didn't tell you what Josh got.
Did he get eight?
There's only seven questions. So if he got seven, wouldn't that tie you?
I'm feeling myself right now.
Chuck got seven. Joshua also got... He got six.
You can't win!
What a bummer. Joshua did good. Did well. Sorry. Chuck hopped back out. There goes Chuck back.
Josh, I'm sure it was a big day for you.
Did we? Josh is a loyal listener to the program, which we appreciate. Jonathan joins us, our next contestant, with a chance to win Chuck's dinner. Hi, Jonathan.
Hey.
IQ.
On the phone, I said 102, but it's probably closer to 120.
I believe you. GPA in college?
In college is 3.2.
What'd you do with that degree? You turned it into a world of wealth?
Trying to still, but you know, I'm getting there.
You are? Listen, every little bit, next step. Look where Chuck is today. You turn into a big timer if you do it all right.
Well, that's the plan.
Jonathan, your category options today are hometown Braves or NBA Finals.
Hometown Braves.
All right, hometown Braves it is. Let's put 60 seconds on your game clock. Here's your chance to win Chuck's dinner from Arnett's Chop Shop.
AJ Minter, Sam Hilliard, and Bryce Elder are born in this central time zone state.
Texas.
Correct. This Venezuelan Braves plays his game the furthest away from their hometown at 2,113 miles.
Acuna.
Incorrect. Eddie Rosario and Joe Jimenez are both citizens of this country.
Pass.
Name this current Braves pitcher who was born in Lihue, Hawaii.
Pass.
Dying this week in 2016, this boxer born Cassius Clay.
Muhammad Ali.
Correct. Nate Dogg had 21 questions with this rapper named after currency in this 2003 number one single.
50 Cent.
Correct. The interior angles of a triangle always add up to this amount of degrees.
180.
Correct. Eddie Rosario and Joe Jimenez are both citizens of this country.
Venezuela.
Incorrect. Name this current Braves pitcher who was born in Lihue, Hawaii.
All right, hold on 1 second there, Jonathan. Let's get Chuck back in from the isolation chamber to see how he will fare with the same questions.
Hang on.
Hi, Chuck.
I'm plugged in. All right, plugged in.
Good to have you back.
Yep.
So your opponent there was Jonathan.
How's Jonathan today?
Jonathan's good. He has an IQ. He thinks around 120.
Was he driving a car?
I assume he
probably higher than 120.
Can operate a motor vehicle.
I mean,
he also said he had a 3.2 GPA.
His IQ is more than 120.
Okay. I didn't realize you knew what Jonathan's. Okay. He's still trying to find his way, though, in the corporate world.
Jonathan, start like laying out 144.
Okay. 150, Jonathan. All right, Chuck, your category here is hometown Braves.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Take a deep breath.
No!
Please?
No!
One time.
No!
I'm not going to ask again. Okay. Let's put 60 seconds on Chuck's game clock.
None of that's necessary.
We'll see if he can keep his dinner. From Arnett's Chop Shop.
A.J. Minter, Sam Hilliard, Bryce Elder are players born in this Central Time Zone state.
Texas.
Correct. This Venezuelan Brave plays his games the furthest away from his hometown at 2,113 miles.
Ronald Acuna?
Incorrect. Eddie Rosario and Joe Jimenez are both citizens of this country.
Puerto Rico?
Incorrect. Name this current Braves pitcher who was born in Lihue, Hawaii.
Colin McHugh.
Incorrect. Dying this week in 2016, this boxer born Cassius Clay.
Muhammad Ali.
Correct. Nate Dogg had 21 questions with this rapper named after Currency in this 2003 number one single.
Warren G?
No, incorrect.
What?
Okay. The interior angles of a triangle always add up to this amount of degrees.
Oh, 180 is 270?
Incorrect.
I'm way off here. Oh, hang on.
Okay, let's go back on this. You were looking for 50 Cent named after Currency.
Are we out of time?
Yeah, he's out of time.
I had a question
wrong.
What just happened?
Hang on. Did I win?
No.
Tell me I won.
Hold the hell on. Hold on. First of all,
I got off.
Give the question again about the rappers.
Nate Dogg had 21 questions with this rapper named after Currency.
Warren G? What currency is Warren G? Try another one. Try 50.
Yeah, that would make more sense.
50 Cent. All right, what else?
The interior angles of a triangle always add up to 180. Ugh. Braves pitcher born in Lihue, Hawaii is Kirby Yates. Eddie Rosario and Joe Jimenez. Puerto Rico's not a citizenship. They're American.
Come on, Chuck.
What was the question for that?
Eddie Rosario and Joe Jimenez are both citizens of this country.
Trick question.
This country. Literally gave you the answer.
He's yelling at you now.
And Orlando Arcia is the furthest Venezuelan.
All right,
200 miles further away than Ronald.
Chuck, you got two. Which is good. It's better than none, right? You got two.
Oh.
Jonathan, with his IQ of 184, he doubled you up. He got four. Congratulations, Jonathan. You're a big winner. You're going to Arnett's Chop Shop.
$100
gift card.
Down.
Jonathan, congrats, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hold on, buddy. We'll get all the info. That sucked, dude. Wow.
Yeah. Jonathan.
All right. You got to forget that, though. Got to move on. Let me welcome in our next contestant, Ross, who joins us with a chance to win Chuck's dinner on the fan. Hi, Ross.
Hey, Matt. How are you?
I'm awesome, Ross. IQ?
I was in the 130s last I had a test.
I believe that. Your GPA in school.
I was around a 3.6.
3.6, and what did you turn that into? What kind of wealth?
Still accumulating, but I do okay.
You do okay? All right. He's accumulating. I have no problem. I need to see your W-2 before we can continue. No, I'm kidding. Ross, your category here is NBA Finals. All right, let's put 60 seconds on his game clock. We'll see if he can win Chuck's dinner from Arnett's Chop Shop.
This person was the president of the United States the first time the Heat won their first ever NBA championship.
Reagan.
Incorrect. Nikola Jokic was born in this country.
Russia.
Incorrect. Elgin Baylor had the most points scored in an NBA final game with 61 points and 62 as a member of this team.
Pass.
Name one of the two teams tied with the second most NBA final losses with 6.
Lakers.
Incorrect. The Coliseum is located in this Italian city.
Rome.
Correct. Number one at the box office this week in 2003, this Disney Pixar animated film about a fish starring Ellen DeGeneres.
Finding Nemo.
Correct. Italy and Japan and this country made up the Axis of Evil during World War II.
Repeat that.
Italy, Japan, and this country made up the Axis of Evil during World War
Germany.
II. Correct. Elgin Baylor.
All right, Jonathan, hold on one second. I'm sorry, Ross, I apologize. Hold on one second there, Ross, as we get Chuck back in from the isolation chamber. Charles?
Hey.
How are you?
I'm all right.
Shake that last one off?
No.
What did Taylor Swift tell you to do?
Shake it off.
Shake it off.
Haters gonna hate.
Hate. Your competitor here is Ross. Ross.
Mm-hmm.
Very high IQ, 3.6 GPA, still accumulating wealth, putting it all together. These things don't happen overnight. That's, you know that. The category here is NBA Finals.
Okay.
NBA Finals. Do you want a deep breath?
I'm good.
Okay, good. Let's put 60 seconds on his game clock. We'll see if Chuck can keep his dinner from Arnett's Chop Shop.
This person was president of the United States the first time the Heat won their first ever NBA championship.
Heat won their first ever. Let's say that was W.
Correct. Nikola Jokic was born in this country.
Is he from France?
Incorrect. Elgin Baylor had the most points scored in an NBA Finals game with 61 points in 1962 as a member of this team.
Lakers?
Correct. Name one of the two teams tied with the second most NBA Final losses with 6.
Most losses?
Yes.
Boston.
Incorrect.
The Lakers.
Incorrect. That would have worked if you got 3 choices. The Colosseum is located in this Italian city.
Rome.
Correct. Number one at the box office this week in 2003, this Disney Pixar animated film about a fish starring Ellen DeGeneres.
Is that Finding Nemo?
Correct. Italy and Japan and this country made up the Axis of Evil during World War II. Correct.
6?
5. No.
6.
No, you had...
BJ says 6. What
you
was
had
it?
Nikola Jokic from... where did
he
you...
He had him from France.
France.
Yeah.
And you were looking for the 76ers or the Knicks.
Where was Jokic from?
Where's Joker from?
Oh, Serbia.
There you go.
I was going to say that.
I would have taken Serbia and Montenegro.
Yeah, but... I'm saying... Yeah, so that was probably 6.
Well, France and Serbia, about the same. I mean... So you got 5? It's not bad. It's a nice bounce back. In fact, it's impressive considering you only got 2 before. So good job.
And?
Ross?
And?
He got... 3.
You can't win!
Yep.
It's how you bounce back that really shows the character of a man.
You know what it's like, the Braves losing 2 or 3.
Thank you, Matt.
You know what you are.
Mm-hmm.
You know you're a champion, which means you get your music. Go say hi to Michael Arnett, the great folks at Arnett's Chop Shop.
Uh-huh.
Date night, boys night, maybe both. I'm not judging. Whatever you want to do, have a great meal at Arnett's. All right, coming up next, we continue our countdown to the college football season.
Day 90?
I think we're at 93. Day 93, which means Chuck's got item 93 around the corner. You want to tease it?
Talk FSU receivers.
Now, for everybody else who doesn't care about them, what do we do to that part of the audience?
Well, you should care about them because they could be a playoff team this year.
All right, Chuck will make you care about them.
Trust me.
Okay, next.
This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business, and it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Nate Dogg had 21 questions with this rapper named after Currency in this 2003 number one single.
Warren G?
No, incorrect.
Say no without the attitude, like without the judgment attached to it.
You heard that, didn't you?
I want to hear that again. There was a pause, and it was the word no, but it was, what are you, dumb?
It's kind of disdain you heard in the midst of that.
No.
Nate Dogg had 21 questions with this rapper named after Currency in this 2003 number one single.
Warren G?
No, incorrect.
It was also kind of shock because he gave you a clue in the question. It's okay.
Where was Eddie Rosario born?
Puerto Rico.
So I was right.
But you're not a citizen of Puerto Rico.
Oh,
wow. The question literally gave you the answer.
All right.
Citizens of this country.
Everybody, I protest.
Everybody calm down just a little bit. It's Chuck and Chernoff with you.
I would have gotten 3 if I got that one.
It really would have changed a lot. Thanks for hanging out with us on this Thursday. We've got you until 6 o'clock, and then you'll get the 6:43 baseball show with Dylan Short, the up-and-comer, the rising star, the next generation, who will then walk you right up to NBA Finals Game 1. All right. Chuck, the ultimate entertainment experience is back. The 2023 Taste of Atlanta, featuring unlimited tastes and bites from 25 Sandy Springs restaurants, featuring top chefs, a dessert bar, all-you-can-drink wine, beer, craft cocktail tasting, chef demos, live music, all happening on the Coke Zero Sugar music stage. Food That Rocks is presented by Taste of Atlanta in partnership with the City of Sandy Springs and your area BMW dealer. You can purchase your tickets while available at the foodthatrocks.org, foodthatrocks.org. Then you can do an eat and greet with the folks at the Sandy Springs restaurants. Party under the stars with Foods That Rock. It's happening June 8th from 7 to 10. Do I have a giveaway? Do I have something fun to give away?
Well, I'll take two.
Is that happening? Yes. Do I? All right, caller six. We got a pair for you right now at 404-231-1680.
If you're having sports problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems. College ball ain't one. Yeah, Chuck.
Day
93.
Said I was going to talk FSU receivers, and they're worth talking about. If we DeLorean back 3 years ago, now it was the weirdness of the COVID, but still it wasn't so weird that you couldn't field a competitive team or a roster that somewhat reflected anything to do with Florida State over the last, let's say, 45 years. But Florida State wasn't able to do that. If you looked at the passing game 3 years ago, it was James Blackman. And what was described to me by somebody in Tallahassee, and this is a quote, 14th best receiver core in the ACC. That was 3 years ago, 14th best out of the 14-team ace. That means Syracuse had better receivers. Wake Forest, everybody had better receivers than Florida State. And that's somebody who's kind of invested in Florida State. We are only 3 years later, and it's only 3 years later with Mike Norvell. They have one of the best in America. I'm talking one of the best wide receiver cores. It was already Johnny Wilson, and it was all right. I mean, a bunch of guys that Poitier, Jaheim Bell, who I'm not even sure what they're really going to do with him. It's Trey Benson, who's not a wide receiver. He's a running back. They have so many great targets in the passing game, and now they have Keon Coleman. When I say I'm going to talk receivers from Florida State, this is actually a Michigan State receiver and basketball player, 6'4", 220 pounds, averaged about 28 points a game in high school playing hoops, played for Tom Izzo as well, but made his bones on the football field. He's got a year of eligibility left. He was the number four receiver in the transfer portal this offseason. Everybody wanted him. Lane Kiffin was thinking he could get him. LSU really tried to bring him in. Florida State, already a stacked depth chart at that position. He's like, yeah, I'm going to get some of Jordan Travis. I'm going to get some of whatever Mike Norvell's doing. Let me join an already loaded room. Florida State, the transformation on the offensive line is what a lot of people noticed because they were so bad for so long. Wide receivers had just absolutely dive bombed to the quality of talent across that roster. Within 3 years, he's got it looking like, other than an Ohio State sort of core, FSU's wide receivers look about as good as anybody.
It's been a long day since 93K, and Chuck will tell you about it when he sees you again. We've got 93 days left.
Days till it's back for real. I forgot how talented that old batch of interns really was. How they could just hit the high notes when we needed them to. All right, we have an issue. Turns out a Falcon fan has gotten inside the kitchen of Cam Jordan. Saints, potential Hall of Fame pass rusher. That's how good Cam has been. Well, I guess yesterday, ML Football had tweeted something about Saints defensive end Cam Jordan is already a Hall of Famer at age 33, one of the most underrated edge rushers of all time. And then they went through his bona fides until one Falcon fan named Falcon's Head responded and just wrote mid. Now, I'm guessing at that point, Cam Jordan's doing a search for his name because it wasn't at Cam Jordan. So Cam Jordan at that point, and this is really Cam, 266,000 followers. Yeah. Responds, mid. If I'm mid, then your favorite franchise is poverty-stricken. Couple of crying, laughing emojis. It's never drafted a real pass rusher worthy of having a career there.
Oh!
Y'all just hire mercs. What's a merc?
Mercenary.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Are you really? Good job.
Yeah.
All right.
I was thinking merkin. That's something completely different.
No, hired gun.
All right. But have we even done that?
Who
are the hired guns?
At what position?
He's saying pass rusher.
Yeah, Dwight Freeney, OC. One year guys, that's, I think, right. what he's saying. Like, if they got no connection, they just show up and take a check.
All right.
Like, he did this year with Lorenzo Carter last year, with Calais. That's what he's talking about. One-year guys that come in.
He writes, y'all just hire Mercs. I can't name a Falcon DE, D-tackle, heck, an outside linebacker that ever had over 70 sacks in black and red. I wish I could fight him on it. I can't.
Man, it seems like Cam's kind of up on NFL history there. Good job, Cam.
He said, now, how many did John Abraham? Somebody go check Abe and
for
Chuck Smith. Yeah, give me Abe and Chuck Smith
9-0.
Numbers.
9-0 might have gotten there. Abe had an unbelievable, really productive run, but some of that was with the Jets.
No,
he's great with the Falcons. Great with the Falcons.
Check those two numbers for me.
That's a hell of a lot of sacks, though.
Check 9-0 and check Abe. I don't remember what the numbers were, so this way I can scream back at Cam before he squashes me like a grape.
Who passed Chuck Smith? Patrick Kearney?
Sounds right. Oh, we had Kearney too. Cam?
I think Kearney's got the number now.
Hey, Cam? Do we have answers yet?
Anybody seen Cam?
Do we have answers on, now we need Kearney?
Abraham at 65.
He just missed.
Chuck Smith had 58 and a half.
Chuck Smith doesn't quit. What did Kearney have?
Mr. Kearney, tell me.
All right, we're holding, waiting. This is...
How many did he number? What was the number, Cam?
70. He looked it up.
He had 70.
Cam looked this up.
58 for Kearney.
Hold on.
All right.
Hold the damn phone.
This is a setup.
Cam did this on break. He listed that number because he knew Abe didn't get there.
There's a chance he probably wouldn't. I bet in the 50s... He's like, wait a minute.
60!
Backspace.
Is Cam this bored? You are a Hall of Fame pass rusher. You're arguing with a guy named Falcon's Head. I mean, what are we doing? Why are you taking time to respond to a guy named Falconhead who wrote mid? I tell you this all the time. These guys have more free time than you'll ever imagine. Why aren't they doing something else? Cam Jordan's sitting in his living room. He's like, oh, let me do a Cam Jordan search. Oh, Falconhead wrote mid, and he wrote a 3-paragraph response, and he looked up the number.
He did.
So Falconhead is living rent-free in Cam Jordan's head.
I was like, wow, good for Cam knowing the history. Oh, wait a minute.
Vic had 37 and a half.
Vic wasn't doing shit out there, man.
Chuck was right.
You just did that so you could play the dumb Vic thing. That's all that one was.
Tack had 17 and a half.
Well, are you going to keep going?
Tack wasn't doing ish, man.
That was Matt's guy.
I did like Tack a lot. I really did. No, there's no running from that. I thought Tack had something.
Tack was active.
First season, like 5 sacks. I'm like, my guy, Tack.
He had pressures. Yeah. And so he just needs to get the kill right now.
Didn't happen. Now I think he's doing it like in the XFL or something.
We did for the Bengals for 2 days.
Well, it's better than not having it for 2 days. All right, coming up next, there's a factor at play that could explain the Falcons' unwavering faith in Desmond Ridder this season.
He from France?
I don't think so.
I don't speak French, man. Jean-Mappel King.
I don't think Des is French. I don't think so. I'll tell you what the unwavering faith is about, though, next.
This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch. With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination. And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Is there chaos in your closet? Look, Blouse, you've got some nerve hanging there like that.
I can't help it. I'm jammed in here next to this suit.
Hey, I'm a 3-piece, all right? Which means I need a little more room.
You've got a lot of attitude for a linen suit.
I'm a polyester blend, sweetheart. There needs to be room for men's clothes, too.
Hi, I'm Christina, and at Artisan Custom Closets, we help families organize and simplify their closets with customized storage solutions. See what's possible for your home at artisancustomclosets.com and then call us for a free in-home consultation.